There is always a question in such undertakings about the lawfulness of looking. What has one been given the right to see in order to be moved? The film answers by keeping the right to a minimum. It does not claim a special permission. It does not claim that the audience and the sufferers share a secret. It permits only this simple contact. You are here, and they are there, and the distance is a fact. This fact does not end the matter. It begins it, and the only form of continuation that does not trespass is the act of giving that does not pretend to be an act of comprehension. There are kinds of knowledge that can follow, and they are not forbidden, but they must follow and not precede the acceptance that the first requirement is to do nothing with the images, except keep faith with them long enough to let them change a small part of our day. To say that a film changes a day is to give it more agency than it wants. It is more accurate to say that the day lets itself be altered when a reel like this intrudes, the workday stops. The evening's plan is broken. The errand takes a detour that ends in a hall where the chairs remember worse lectures. Because rooms are where all these things happen. The interruption is the substance. The fact of having ceased to be always for oneself is the small event that has occasioned the projection. No one can know whether this interruption persists beyond the walk home. No one can know whether the hand that opens the door to the kitchen will still carry what the eye could barely keep in place. It is enough that for a time the possible has been given room. The possible is not redemption or understanding. It is the thinness and our ordinary claims, it gives us back the humility that does not have a face. The authority of this little film comes from its renunciation. It could have sought to surpass itself with words that leave no remainder. It could have offered examples that make the mind secure in the belief that the stilled body has been honored by a narrative that places it in order. Instead, it has chosen to be a messenger of the smallest range. It carries only the notice that must be carried. It carries the notice that an event cannot be domesticated, and that the right form for response is the unpretending act that passes from one hand to another. To be a bearer of so little is to be accused of weakness, but the weakness keeps safe the ungraspable center of what has been recorded.